Hi, my name is Martine O'Donoghue. We're here in Cordal in O'Sullivan's Bog, just as you go up Blounthawn up to the left.
Right, so as you said, bog, a lot of stuff done here at the moment. What am I looking at besides sods of turf?
Well, what we do is obviously the turf is cut and then we either turn it or foot it, which I like to do. I like to foot it straight. Now what you're looking at here is kind of like X's and O's, like crisscross, which is easier because the bog is dry. But a lot of the times we do the foot itself, which is like an arch. You bring the sods around, you face out the wet side, and hopefully then it'll dry through.
So which way is better?
It varies, to be honest with you. It depends on the bog itself. If the surface of the bog is dry, it's easier to do the X's and O's. But if not, it's easier to foot it because the air will go through. Otherwise, you're putting back the turf back on wet bog.
Yeah, exactly. And what way is it going to dry then?
Yes, and this year we've had a lot of rain. Like we haven't had much dry spell, so hopefully we'll be taking it home soon because it's actually starting to curl, which is a good sign that the turf is nearly ready to go home.
So tell us a bit about, how do you prepare for bog season? Because you had really good weather last week, so I imagine as soon as you see the forecast, you're here.
Well, it all depends obviously on the turf cutter. So when the turf cutter comes in, he will get on to you and ask you how many rows, hoppers, they call it bins. There's loads of different names for it.
Hopper would be the one now I'd remember from home.
Oh yes. So you'd cut whatever many hoppers you want, and it's laid out. So then obviously you give it a few weeks, you check it out. If it's suitable for turning, people just turn it. But like I said, I personally like to just foot it straight, so I wouldn't be turning it at all.
So what is footing then?
Footing would be basically getting your sods together, standing them up and building an arch with them, or like I said, crisscross
Oh
that you can
right, I
just.
would have imagined it was like hitting it with your foot.
No. Footing. No,
That's
no.
what I thought.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, well this is
No.
very educational so far for me, and if anyone is listening, they'll be thinking, where was she brought up? Right, so you enjoy doing that, but there's obviously other ways of doing it.
Well, yes, I presume. Well, people build it into different. They could put a lot of turf together, like they'd call that bins then. So you'd put a lot of turf together, but like this is easier for the air to go through and for it to dry. So like I like to come up to the bog because I think it's very peaceful. It gives me a break from the rest of them.
Well, you know what? When you do look around here at the scenes as well, it's just fabulous. So I can imagine you get a great tan while you're here.
Absolutely. Well, it depends on the weather because you may not be stripping to get the tan, but like it's lovely when you hear the cuckoo then as well. You know, it's a great spot obviously to hear the cuckoo like, and you'd often see frogs then as well jumping along the bog.
Which is very rare to see nowadays,
Absolutely.
frogs.
Yes. But like you'd always meet one or two frogs in your travels.
For sure. So tell us a bit about, this is something that you do every year. So tell me, going back to years, what's it been like?
Well, back through the years, like I mean when we were all younger, like our parents would take us to the bog, and obviously back then you'd be there for a lot longer than we are now. Like at the moment, I'd bring up maybe a chair and stuff and maybe sit every so often, to stretch the back or whatever. But long ago, like you'd come up and they used to, we'll say, have tea, but you'd have it in a glass bottle. You'd have your sandwiches, you'd have fruit, and of course, chocolate to keep the energy levels up. But no, like it's kind of different now. Like it's only when people have a chance, to be honest with you. I mean, life is so busy. And a lot of people don't use the turf anymore. They don't. So, but like we've a big family and we kind of share out the turf, so it's great.
Yeah, and just what you said there, it's like having a picnic up here, a day out. My nan always said to me when years ago when they were doing the turf that they used to bring the donkey up, and like they'd be up there from morning until night and they wouldn't be home again.
Absolutely. I always believed that they must have been a lot shorter back then in their heights because I don't know how they spent the whole day here, to be honest with you, because it is physical as well. Like, I mean, you'd have pains and aches maybe if you're spending a lot of time with it. But like it is, air it's nice, like I said, peaceful.
Yeah, exactly. So bring us back. What were the common themes when you were younger? Like, what was in the sandwiches? What would your parents be saying to you to get you up in the morning and make sure that you were definitely there, ready to go?
Well, they'd always kind of give us a warning the night before to say that maybe tomorrow would be the day we would be going to the bog. So
Sounds like a
we
treat.
absolutely. But they'd always have nice goodies like for us. So in the sandwiches then you'd basically sometimes you might have ham. You could bring maybe a banana, just have plain bread. You'd have the soda bread, obviously, that would be made at home, cooked fresh. and bring a bit of fruit. So, and obviously then the maiwadi would have been a big thing, like as in the, you could pour it into the water and like that was like a treat. So you'd bring that with you as well in battle. So we were happy out.
It was the simplicity of it, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It made such a difference, like, and everyone, like I said, helped out and tried their best, but like some would be better than others, and more than would only be there for the messing. You could get a slap of a sod.
Yeah, I see someone running off now and smirking away to herself, so.
Yes.
So then tell us about, you know, when you're drawing at home, and I just saw a tractor there and it was overflowing with it, but I wondered, like, wouldn't most of that fall off when they're going down the road?
Well, no, because they'd clamp it. Okay. So this turf would be clamped as you along the sides, and you'd kind of have maybe a bit of a space in the centre, so lots of turf you wouldn't. And anyway, if a car came along anyway, they'd collect it on the way down. So there'd be no fear, because some people like, they cut the turf, you turn it, you foot it, and then they come along and you either bag it or it's put in straight into a trailer. But like, it's, when you think about it, turf is handled an awful lot before it actually reaches the fire.
Yeah.
Because then when you go home, you're either taking it out of the bag again or leaving it in the bag to bring it into the house. But a lot of the times you're taking it out, because so the air will run through the shed and keep it dry for the over the winter months, and then it gets the fire. So like, there's a long process in the turf.
Yeah, I can imagine. And you can imagine the scrubbing afterwards when you come home from the bog.
Yes, oh absolutely. Oh, the shower, first thing, the shower. Because like, not alone are you washing yourself, but you're also getting the aches and pains of your body, you know, helping you with the hot water and the whole lot. But no, it's like I said, it's good fun. You'd have a good old laugh. And when the more that's here, the better, like, because we came now the last night to finish off our footing, and there was five of us, and we got it done in no time, because the banter went on, like, you know.
You just don't feel the time at
absolutely
all.
Absolutely not. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah, and is it a way to kind of just get away from the world, you know? You're not really tuned in on what's happening, and you're just here alone in the middle of nowhere, just doing the basics.
Absolutely, yeah. No, it is. It's time, like I said, to switch off, you know, with, I mean, so much going on in the world these days, like, and you're from your job, etc.
Yeah.
So I said, you come here and you just get a break, I said, and clear the head, clear the mind, and just listen to nature, birds singing, etc.
Yeah, and you obviously bring a few kids up here whenever they have the chance, and now the summer holidays is on. What's their reaction to it?
Oh, the nieces and nephews, a lot of them are very good. A few of them would have no interest, but in fairness now, they all came in their day. They all were very good. They all got time in the bog, which obviously they loved not. So they didn't mind, because I mean, when they were very young, they just run around a bit. But then in fairness, they're excellent at footing, all of them, to be honest with you. They've got good training.
And do you see now that you're making memories with them like you had years ago? It might be a bit different, but you know, you're still going to have those in years to come.
Oh yes, because we'll always make sure to take a picture, like, of always. Yes, yeah, so
little photo just, albums over the bog.
Yes, absolutely. So we'd look back in the pictures, like, and we'd have something, oh, this happened or that happened. But we've kind of all the age group. But obviously a lot of them now are gone away. They're gone to different areas. So they wouldn't be around for the bog. They'd be trying to make sure they're not around for the bog. But like, bringing it home is one of the easiest things, really, to be honest with you. Because like I said, you have a lot of fun. See, it's exercise as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
So tell us, after you've done this, I know it takes a bit of time for it to dry out and stuff, but when would you be looking at bringing it home?
Well, this turf here now today, we're hopefully bringing some of it home this week and maybe the rest of it next week. We'd want to get it out, like, because, I mean, you're into the month of July, even though they always said that it's only one time that of the year that the turf will dry in the bog and that you'll get to bring it home. So you only get one chance.
Yeah, and you don't want to risk it.
Absolutely not, because there's a lot of work gone into it. So you definitely want to take it home and fill the shed and have a nice warm winter.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, with the way the winters are going here in Ireland at the moment, they're getting colder and colder. So I can imagine when you do pick up that sod of turf and throw it into the fire, it just feels extra special.
Absolutely, extra special, because you know all the work that went into getting it as far as the fireplace.
Yeah.
So it is, it's amazing. And a turf fire is lovely, and a lot of people say they like the smell of a turf fire.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is lovely. And like I said, it brings back memories of parents and grandparents. So it's lovely, to be honest with you.
Actually, there's a local candle shop in Phoenix, and she has a turf smelling candle, which I was quite surprised about.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. But I suppose you could do anything, really. I mean, I was saying there one day, my brother drives buses. I was saying, any chance you'd bring up a group of them? I said, to give us a hand in the bog. I said we could charge them so much ahead. I said, to experience footing turf.
Yeah, experience real Irish culture.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So, no, it didn't work though.
No, I can imagine. So tell us now, you know, years going by and looking forward, this is something you're going to continue until you can't anymore.
Like I said, well, we're fine here with these bogs, but obviously the raised bogs, you're not allowed to cut turf on them anymore. So, but like, there's only so many years you can do this for. Yeah. So I think looking down the line, we'll just have to look at something else. But like, we will keep the turf and the bog as long as we can.
Yeah,
and keep exactly. It going.
Mm-hmm. Any advice for anyone starting off their turf experience?
Oh, just go with the flow. Make sure you're fine and fit and bring plenty of food.
Yeah. Plenty of love, nourishment.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, that was fantastic. I'm very interested to see now how you do get on, and maybe you might send us a picture as well of that crackling fire during the winter.
No problem at all. I will. Absolutely.
Perfect. Listen, thank you, Martina.
Thank you very much. Thank you.